Blog Talk Radio.
This should be played at high volume.
Turn it up, Ian.
Here we go. Good looking out, Chuck. With a gay remix right here.
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
The L.A. Las Vegas connection.
If it show me four, I want to have yo.
This is the remix.
I was like, nah, bitch.
Actually,
I'm not fucking with you like that. You.
It's the winner.
You want me to win, yo? And I was like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit I be. I be like, no.
Because you be with it. I be with it. Let's go.
Lyrical manslaughter, harder than concrete. I rip your acapella, destroy you on any beat. Now we can do it for the masses. I'll meet up in the streets, but I'm a verbal assassin and smashing this up. I beat with a passion for mashing. I'm asking who won what. It's tragic, but I'm blasting on maggots and think that's tough. I'm chemically combustible, biologically hazardous. I'm lyrically untouchable, you verbally cancerous. As a consequence, the can is fit through your canopy casually. They hating and debating, I'm infiltrating the fact. Fresh with it, had to be dissecting your section. No question, I'm reppin' with a weapon of lethal injection. Infectious, the freshest, the bestest, a lesson. The man in the mirror, consider this your death wish. I just wanted you to know how I felt. His hood bound, next round I'm coming for the belt.
Territory sold, hit up struck up big and bold. Some sell they sold, some hustle legal to illegal. I can't afford a Benz, I'm swinging. An 84 Regal, 24 inch three rails, sit high like a fucking stallion. Ruger loaded with talions, to smoke all around. Yeah, I like my bitches gutter, not ghetto in ranch. Yeah, ride a Mac as I have it, 357 split like a dragon. Trippy for my niggas, suffering from that hood passion. My niggas in them sales, my niggas in them streets. My niggas in these streets, trying to make these ends meet. Treat a robbery to a fleece, white sheets in disbelief. Sleeping with the fishes or getting scratched with the fleas. Little mama a tease, trying to get her out them jeans. A dose of ride a therapy, she wanna marry me. Bling for my earrings, chain to my wrist. Chevy and pie sitting on black and chrome twisters like take a picture trip.
I wanna mic and get off lots of jam, plus TAC, no oxygen. We play to win, but we live in sin. Wanna get to the end, but we can't again. Let me take the first step, Westside rep. Take it all best, cash on check. We again, LA, Westside Riders, Chucky. Jason, Freddy, Myers, killing all busters, eliminate snitches. Plus, don't forget that we all fat bitches. Toss through the ditches, niggas so evil, then we play dead. Get him in the sequel, thought it was over? I ain't even started, I beat a nigga dumb if you dumb retarded. Too cold-hearted, like Sub-Zero, Captain Save, I'm not that hero. Chuck Su Remix, one and only. Went to the block and I got the homies. Pass the beat like a blunt, hit that, pass it like a bitch that's flipping. Hit that, sit back, trust me, funny, we got it. Mind all money, the bitch out pocket. Smack, smack, stop it, got nothing for you. Bitch ain't winning, you know it's game over.
My nigga be out here bullshitting, I'm bustin' shots, 20 baby prisons. Fall up in the world, tasting his paper, trippin', I deal with at all times, I'm on. Possible to be poppin', push a button like panties drop. New hating niggas can't stop it. Run the kitchen like flame red, standing out, flame is on. P85 with a standing clips from the fire as we in the danger zone. Flame is on, can't fit, 24 times to begin to fit. Shitty sick, I need these drugs, day after day I'm going up. A nigga stay fitted so she's choosing up. Choosing up, still gon' hate the day, and I spit it four times, never miss a K. Every stick, damn gone, I keep 16 shots and never be alone. Hating on us, waiting on us, on the block strapped up, catch K from us. We the boys, bitch, stop hating on us.
We the boys, bitch.
What's cracking, y'all? If you're tuning in live, if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially listening to Turn Up Tuesdays. And I'm trying to present y'all with the Hood Geeks, but let me see if I can find out where they are because they ain't caught them in yet. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up, there we go. And I present to you the Hood Geeks.
Hood Bound!
Yeah, that's what I was going to show for a second.
What do you do?
Shit, another day, another dollar.
Yeah, that's what they tell me, man, but I don't see that dollar, man. I don't know.
Duh. It's coming. It's coming.
Man.
What's going on, Wes, with it?
Man, you know, same old shit, man. Just trying to maintain. Get it how I live, you know?
That's what I've come to realize. Just got to roll with the punches, man. They can't just whatever.
Yeah, you got to get it how you live out here, man. Shit, man. I ain't doing shit chilling, you know? Just thinking about what's my next move. I'm trying to get me a new car and shit, man.
As you should, man. What you gonna do with the truck? You gonna trade it in, or you gonna keep it and then just get the other one? So you got double.
No, I'm probably gonna either trade it or sell it to somebody or whatever.
Oh shit! Okay. In the truck. Nigga, no, when you start talking about selling that motherfucker, nigga, I need a new truck. Oh shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
going down,
man.
Turned
up Tuesdays, we're going down. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, you know, turned up Tuesdays. Witted West in this bitch. I don't know where the fuck Fresh at. Yeah, yeah, man. I don't wait till he get online so we can talk about the little situation.
The situation?
Oh, no, we were telling you that one little situation.
What about last week? We got one off on bitches and they had an attitude about it, that situation? Or another situation?
Yeah, that's
situation? It.
No, that's
oh, okay, that's it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the situations where bitches can't do what they say they're going to do. I understand that situation totally. But that's what we're talking about.
But I'm the bad guy because I pointed it out, you know what I'm saying? I don't see what the fuck did I do wrong, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I noticed that too. You dog good shit, but don't back it up. You know what I mean? And then when a nigga point out, because bitches don't mind that. Bitches just don't care as long as you don't point their shit out. Like, they just do shit. They may know it's wrong. They may know it's not wrong, whoop, or whatever. But once you point it out, then it becomes a problem. You know what I mean? As long as you don't say nothing to try to be quiet about it, they ain't got nothing to say. They just think that shit going to go under the rug or something. But let's see.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know.
There go your co-host. Let's see. Fresh, wait, come on, fresh with it in the motherfucking building, late, but here. Hello?
Nigga, Kuba, who's this?
Kuba,
nigga.
What's going on, man? That's the best with it in the motherfucking house.
Nigga, what the
nigga,
fuck,
like
nigga?
He just woke up. You sound like he just woke up.
I was sleeping the motherfucker. It turned up Tuesdays. I was turned down, man. But what's popping though?
Yeah, I wonder why you was turned down. I wonder why.
You know what I'm saying? Because I be turned down sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wes was talking about he wanted to wait for you because there's supposedly some situation going on that needed to be discussed still. Carried over from last week, I'm assuming, in regards to things that don't say they're gonna do. That's just the gist that I got.
Oh, you know, well, last week, you know, still we had a discrepancy. You know, it was a discrepancy. You know, everything is all good now. You know, what I'm saying, to all the parties involved. You know, what I'm saying, the Hood Geeks would like to apologize to you. You know,
I apologize for shit, nigga. I ain't turned down shit, but my collar and broke bitches, nigga. I ain't turned down shit, nigga. I'm fuck.
Yeah,
fuck that. Is somebody online? Oh.
Nah, ain't nobody on right now.
All right, so we good. So we clear. So, yeah.
But they don't got to be on the line to tune into the show. Y'all know that, right? There's a way to listen to this show.
Because
these motherfuckers ain't online, don't mean they ain't listening.
It's whatever, though, you know. Whatever, however, whoever, K. Yeah.
Yeah, man, so what the fuck is up, man? You was busy earlier, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, you know.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say what I wanted to say, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to keep it cool. Yeah, so you clear anyway? You clear?
Yeah, we good.
Yeah, okay, you know what I'm saying? When she said you was getting that you was doing that one thing. I'm about to say, because you're talking. I said, let me leave that alone, you know. Let me just leave it alone, you know. I'm saying, like, nah, because you're talking.
You know what I'm saying? How could you be you talking?
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, nobody can call for you anyway. Continue doing what you was doing.
Exactly.
Is it charged on yours?
Hey, man, the fuck? Who are you talking to, man?
Nigga, y'all wait for y'all. What's today's topic? What are y'all doing on Turtle Tuesday tonight? What's going down?
Hey, man, fuck you. We was having a conversation. Don't wait fucking
so have a conversation then, nigga.
Yeah. I'll fuck you up. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Y'all niggas are stupid. Yeah, man, Turned Up fucking Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? Call it Balloon Day because I'm popping bitches. Yeah, that part. So what's up, man? What the fuck is up, Fresh?
Like shit, man. You know, fucking Tuesday.
Down, man.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no weed. I ain't got no cigarettes. I ain't got no gas to come to the block so I can at least smoke some weed and cigarettes.
You sound like a black man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just right here, man, you know.
And be like that sometime, man. The nigga old one got all the pounds of weed and shit.
Say he don't want to fuck with nobody and shit. It's all good. Fuck him too.
Nigga, whatever pounds. I got shit either right now, man. So don't take it here. If I have pounds, niggas will definitely be smoking. Don't get it twisted.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck him too. If I see him in the street. Laughing the shit out of
them. Yeah, so what y'all think about Carmelo, you know what I'm saying, coming here and shit, you know?
Carmelo should come and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, we got Carmelo?
No,
they trying to get Carmelo.
I don't know. I mean, he's just going to be what? He's going to be, he ain't Kobe, but I mean, that's what he's going to do, right? Because, I mean, he be having the ball all the time, taking all the shots or whatever and everything anyway, right? So, I mean, is that who they're trying to replace? Is Kobe coming back one more year, or is he done?
Man, he's coming back.
Kobe's coming back for at least two more. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get Melo. You know what I'm saying? Because,
Kobe and Melo?
I mean, Melo, he needs the ball, but he don't. You know what I'm saying? He can have the ball 1-3. Fourth quarter come, you know who's getting the ball. So,
yeah,
you
know,
he's packing that down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, nigga,
you know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you, nigga, it's my team, you bitch-ass nigga.
Yeah,
wait till I leave.
You know that. You come to the Lakers, you know, like, that's Kobe Bryant's team. And Kobe ain't accepting no bullshit. He going to be on your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be cussing at you, calling you a girl. I stop acting like a little bitch.
He'll tell you put your girly pants, put your big boy pants on and shit.
Yeah, he's going to be telling niggas put your big boy pants on. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? All right, nigga, scared of shit, acting like a little girl. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if he can handle it, I would be like, yeah, for sure. All you really got to do is score and play and get rebounds. Like, he's scoring, get rebounds, and defend, he'll be all right. He'll probably, you know what I'm saying, if he come off the bench, he'll probably win six man. If he come off the bench and shit.
Who?
Carmelo.
Man, he ain't going to come off no bench.
I'm just saying, if he was to, he would win six man.
Man, he's a starter, man. He ain't going to come off no bench.
He'll win.
Can't pay a nigga $98 million to come off the bench.
They ain't trying to give him $98 million. That's why he ain't signed.
Yeah, they offered him
98
for 4 years.
Yeah, I seen that. That was like, nah, uh-uh.
That
was not real. Kobe ain't even getting paid that much. And Kobe getting paid the most in the NBA.
That's 4 years. Kobe got 48 for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Kobe is the highest paid player. Niggas don't know that. And then LeBron.
Yeah, he is the highest paid. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think it's LeBron. I think it's like Durant or some shit. Because LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, they all get paid the same thing. Like, so they all take that pay cut when they joined up.
Yeah, but shit, the Rockets is offered that nigga $88 million, that nigga Bosh, for 4 years.
What?
Yep. I'm like, wow.
He's going to go play with the beard and shit, and this nigga Dwight.
Bitch-ass Howard.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, that'll be right, though.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It'll be cool for them. They ain't going to win shit, but, you know, it'll be nice, some nice hype. You know what I'm saying? It'll be some nice hype and shit, you know? Niggas need to come to the West Coast and see what real basketball is about. Playing that bullshit ass Eastern Conference and shit. When you if you lose more games than you win, you still get the playoffs. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So, I mean, I don't give a fuck, but I'm gonna ask y'all opinion real quick because you know I've been always talking shit with my dad and everything. You know he's a big LeBron fan and everything like that. Is he staying in Miami? Is he going somewhere else? You know, motherfuckers were talking about trying to buy
Cleveland.
LeBron in 2016. You know what I mean? This shit,
whatever. I mean, they're trying to get LeBron right now, but. The people who trying to get LeBron right now, who's in the front running, is Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? And they looking real good to that nigga. Nigga, if you was him, you would too and shit. I mean,
they missed that shit. They ain't won since him.
You know what I'm saying? They trying to get that nigga.
What I'm saying is, did y'all remember that they was burning this nigga's jerseys and shit?
Yeah.
I mean, because they thought he was their savior, nigga. I mean, nigga, you wouldn't accept him? You wouldn't accept him?
No, fuck that. You turn your back on the city and then come back. I mean, come on, man. Really?
Yeah.
That's like niggas saying fuck Hoodbell and then be like, nigga, I'm trying to be from Hoodbell. It shit don't work like that.
Nah, it's not.
Right? So, I mean, like,
it's nothing like that.
Or like
friends. Because,
or like
friends. I mean, like nigga, it's a business. It's a business before anything. My nigga wanted to win championship. He went and won new championship. But, nigga, he coming back. And look at the team they got now, though. Like, when it was LeBron over there, that's all it was LeBron.
Wait, so who's
they
over there?
They was
going
to get, like, old-ass niggas to come help him, like fucking Shaq bitch-ass to come help him at the end of his career. Like, who else they went and got at the end of their career to come help LeBron and thought they was going to do something? They wasn't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and they saw that. LeBron went, okay, well, for sure. I'm going to leave. Boom. What they going to do? They went and got Kyrie Irving. All these fucking rookies and shit that be balling out of control. It's looking real nice over there now. It's looking real nice over there now.
If it is,
let that nigga go back now and shit. It's going to – all they need is a LeBron. Cleveland going to be on.
Yeah, because Kyrie is
on. Nigga.
I think it's Deion Waiters.
Yep, Waiters, nigga.
Yeah, but they got Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, yeah.
They just got him.
Hey, on.
So we're stopping for – So we're in the shopping for Carmelo. He's coming back.
And LeBron, too, though. They're trying to get LeBron,
I mean,
too.
Would y'all accept LeBron? Because, I mean, I feel like, okay, just like everybody else, if y'all want to come, it seems like everybody got to come to L.A. to get their ring. So, I mean, I understand that part. You know what I mean? Yeah, come to L.A. and get your ring and shit or whatever. But, nigga, like I said, it's been Kobe versus LeBron since the nigga damn near everybody figured out he was that man. You know what I mean? So... How you gonna have both these niggas on the same fucking squad?
I mean, it'd be like that. Like you would hate a nigga until the nigga plays for your team or everything.
You know what y'all about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all on a mission to get them championships. Who gonna stop Kobe and LeBron at the same damn time?
Nobody.
I'll wait.
Nah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? I always respected LeBron's game, but I hated every team he was on. Like, fuck the Heat, you know what I'm saying? Fuck LeBron in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? But you can't deny, like, LeBron is a motherfucking beast. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't deny LeBron is a motherfucking beast. Like, nigga, he put his head down, and he coming straight at you, nigga. He gonna suck it on you. I mean, you can't deny that. Like, he's jamming on niggas, like, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying, for sure. I don't like him. As, you know what I'm saying, his team and him being from the other squad, period. Like, that's pretty much, I don't have nothing else bad to say about him as, like, you know what I'm saying, he's just, nigga, a bitch, or, I mean, I can't say that, because, nigga, it's LeBron.
I called him a bitch-ass nigga a couple of times, but, you know, he is a beast, though. He do what he do. I mean, this shit going to be crazy, because if they get both of them, nigga, we going to be having players. I'm going to fucking go try out. They're going to have players that nobody don't even know after that. Shit,
that's all they need.
I know, but they saying it's Kobe, LeBron, and Carmelo, and then they gonna have $5.8 million left. That ain't enough. That ain't enough to do shit.
Yeah, he's ganging nobody.
They can't even sign Powell.
Yeah, ganging nobody.
So it's really like they need one of them, either one. You know what I'm saying? I prefer LeBron, though, because Carmelo, he don't float my boat like that.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't no beast to be.
The cold thing, we don't need him to be the beast. You know what I'm saying? We just need that nigga to score. Score, get rebounds, and defend. That's all he got to do. Kobe's going to handle the rest. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's going to have to be like that because everybody's going to think, oh, Kobe's too old now, and Kobe's going to be trying to prove himself. And you know what I'm saying? So the four-quarter shots that, you know what I'm saying, niggas scared to take, Kobe's still going to be taking those. You know what I'm saying? When all else fails, you know what I'm saying, Kobe's going to drive and kick and give it to a nigga like Melo who's going to be wide open for that three when they try to double team him and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Carmelo is a way better scorer than LeBron. Like, you know what I'm saying? LeBron is a fucking all-around, like, basketball player beast, way better than Carmelo. But at just that scoring, like, nigga, just get open, I'm going to score. Then Carmelo's killing that nigga, man. Killing.
Oh, no, man. It's going to be – he probably – I'm not saying Melo, man, he kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I still don't think he's going to come here, man. That's the thing. Like, it sound good and everything, but this nigga taking too long. You know what I'm saying?
He trying to see what the Bulls in New York doing. If New York, they trying to see, nigga. Everybody trying to see what the next motherfucker doing. You know what I'm saying? Carmelo trying to see who these niggas going to pick up so he can play with them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else trying to see what Carmelo doing to see, you know what I'm saying, if they going to sign. Like, Powell, like, if Carmelo signed, nigga, I'm staying with the Lakers. Like, you know what I'm saying? If he don't, he's going to the Knicks. Like, nigga.
By the way, they love Jordan Farmar. Jordan Farmar's a bitch.
Yeah, he switched sides on us. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you can't be mad. They gave that nigga a four-year contract, though. Like, guaranteed money.
That was stupid, though. I wouldn't have gave a nigga a four-year contract.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga get a nigga like 4.5 mil.
I wouldn't say for like four years
and shit.
He's not worth that, man.
All he doing is backing up Chris Paul. Oh, man. That's all he doing is backing up Chris Paul. He wanted to be a starter.
Man, he backing up a gang of motherfuckers. He probably third string. Remember J.J. Redick on there, too.
Yeah, but see, J.J. Redick is a shooting guard. He's not a point guard.
No, J.J. Redick is
No, he not. And the nigga, it was Chris Paul, fucking Darren Collison. Remember they had Darren Collison?
Oh, yeah.
That's who their point guard was. But, nigga, they got rid of him. So they had to get another point guard. They just picked up Farmar.
I mean,
that's what the Clippers do. They always recycle our players. Like, nigga, all the time. I remember, like, last year, they hold starting five besides Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan and fucking Chris Paul, the ex-Lakers, nigga. They, like, nigga, half of their roster was, like, ex-Lakers. Like, their whole roster. Like, nigga, Roni, Lamar Odom, Matt Barnes, nigga, Karan Butler, all them niggas was Lakers. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, they talking about bringing him back, too. Karan Butler, Ariza.
We need one of them.
I mean, Mr. Ariza, who else?
I'll take T.A. I'll fuck with T.A. Yeah, he ain't never played like he played, nigga, fucking with us and shit.
Yeah, he on.
He's in all that.
Yeah, he on now. He really on.
The nigga said Paul Pierce trying to get to the Clippers.
Yeah, that's some bitch ass shit. These niggas are scared of the Lakers, man. They don't like that shit. They don't like that fame, homie.
Anybody else, I would be like, nigga, that's some bitch shit. But Paul Pierce, I mean, you know, fucking Doc Rivers, you know what I'm saying? He's a Celtic anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm going to understand Paul Pierce not coming. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else would pull that gay shit. You know, you like, I mean, you a bitch. You don't play for the land. But you know what I'm saying? Paul Pierce, he really a Celtic and shit. His whole career.
Yeah, they're going to have to retire his jersey.
Yeah, he's because of Celtics and shit. So I can understand him wanting to go to the Clippers and not the Lakers. And Doc Rivers, I mean, you know, it's his coach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But still.
Yeah, man. I don't know. They got a couple. They talking about Isaiah Thomas.
I thought it was a little nigga. Yeah, a little nigga.
And they was talking about
I see.
He was talking about somebody else too. Lance Stevenson that played on the Pacers.
Yeah, yeah, blew on that nigga LeBron ear. Yeah, that nigga.
Yeah, that nigga gay ass and shit.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, nigga, hey, he was on that nigga LeBron head, though. He was like, you my bitch. Called him his bitch. Like, nigga, blowing your ear because you my bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. He was on that nigga face. Like, nigga, y'all like, ah, oh, he gay. He's like, nigga, LeBron my bitch. He can do what I want him to do. Like, nigga, come here, bitch. Like, you know?
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, this nigga face. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck LeBron and the, you know what I'm saying? The Spurs is the motherfucking NBA champion. You know what I'm saying? Once the niggas beat the Thunder, I knew they was going to go all the way. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be like that.
They trying to get Powell, too.
You know, everybody trying to get my nigga, man. He ain't going nowhere.
Bitch, nigga. He's a bitch. Tell that nigga to get on, nigga.
I don't know.
He's a bitch.
Name somebody at that position with more skill.
Kevin Love.
Nigga, hell no.
Yeah, that part, nigga. Yeah, what, nigga? I don't hear nothing. Yeah,
hell
nigga.
Nah.
That nigga,
he's
crazy.
Not got more skill than that, man. He can shoot the three better. That's about it.
Man, he get more rebounds than Powell. Powell don't even get rebounds better. This nigga's 7 feet. This nigga don't do shit.
I mean, Kevin Love is like a rebound machine. That's his shit. You know what I'm saying? Rebounds
and
free.
Powell is 7 feet, though.
I mean,
it's right there.
Nah, man.
I don't want to hear that shit. If he over, he get off the court, nigga. He need to play, nigga, second stream, nigga. Fuck that.
He kind of soft, you know what I'm saying? But, nigga, if
nah,
it wasn't for Powell, nigga, we wouldn't have got them last two, nigga.
Man, it probably
like,
will.
Nigga,
yeah,
nigga.
You're right, but we got Kobe, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of that, nigga. Kobe. Nigga, Kobe, then you put whoever behind him, nigga. We got Kobe,
nigga.
Nigga,
right
fuck Powell, nigga. He's a bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Kobe then Powell, nigga, then whoever else.
Nah, nigga. Powell's
bitch. Kobe retired, nigga. Kobe need a big man, man. He need that big man to win with. With Kobe and Shaq, Kobe and Powell. Like, nigga, you need a big man. You put somebody else right there, then I'll be quiet. But until then, nigga, my nigga, man.
Man, that nigga's a bitch. That nigga gone, man. You might as well forget about it. He gonna go be slow somewhere else and shit. It's a bitch-ass nigga. Powell, so if you listen, you's a bitch-ass nigga.
Hey, Powell, y'all said one half of the hood,
bitch.
Man. It's fresh, man. I'll fuck with you, my nigga.
You ain't gone yet, nigga.
I'll fuck with you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch.
You
said if he's tall, you don't want to grab no rebounds, pal. He's a bitch. Put your big boy pants on.
I just shoot this three, though. You know what I'm saying? I got these 11-footers down packed. You know what I'm saying?
And Kevin Love got them threes down packed and rebounds down
who
packed.
Who guarding me?
Did he play defense down
block? Who guarding you on the block? Nobody.
Man, are you serious? For real? For real? When the last time Powell blocked the shot? For real?
No, not a block, nigga. I'm saying who guarding me on the block, like on the elbow, back to the basket. Who guarding me?
Man, Powell ain't going to do shit. Man, Powell
ain't nobody guarding. I mean, because, nigga, they wasn't giving my nigga the ball.
Of course not, because he acted like a bitch. Of course. Why would you get that nigga the ball? He's going to fumble it.
Okay. Now it goes.
This nigga fumbles the ball because he's scared and shit.
Wait. When Powell is on, Powell be balling. I've seen Powell ball.
Yeah, when he on, but he ain't on no more.
You know what I mean? All right, but his consistency, no, he's just a little scared. It seems like in his off season. We should be hitting the weight rooms and shit and get a little buffer out there and everything on niggas so you can start. Because you ever look at Powell, you'd be like, nigga, beast this motherfucker. Why he always be trying to do that finesse shit? Like his brother, Martin.
So say he a beast.
Nigga, Martin's beast.
Mm-hmm. I just think, this nigga Powell's a doctor, man. So you know what I'm saying? I think he kind of sensitive and shit. And then, I'm trying to train my nigga. You know what I mean?
Kevin trying to train my nigga all the time. And then niggas booed him and shit the second game. He missed that free throw and shit. Niggas booed him. He's like, he's going to boo me. Niggas going to boo him. He throw some type of way and shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, we Lakers fans, man. We don't give a fuck about none of that.
I know. This is L.A. You know how we get down out here, nigga. If you ain't out there performing, nigga, we're going to let you know, man.
Yeah, nigga, get your
shit out here, nigga.
We don't give a fuck about what Paul feel, nigga. He looking all sad like a puppy dog and shit. Yeah, nigga got booed. We'll boo that nigga.
And then he should be the nigga. And then if I was Paul, I'd be out there going super hard to shut motherfuckers up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He don't know because, you know what I'm saying, Kobe wasn't out there. Kobe wasn't out there to motivate me, chick. You know, he like a player.
So this nigga need motivation. This nigga's a 7-footer, but he need motivation.
Hey, if Kobe in the game, coach tells nigga Kobe, hey, run the triangle, nigga, or nigga shoot the ball, nigga. We finna do it like this. Kobe like, yeah, right. Pow, go to the block, nigga. I'm finna give you the ball, nigga. Nigga, go right there, nigga. Move.
He gonna tell him to give him the ball.
We ain't running that play. We ain't running that play. We finna get the ball to this nigga.
And then Kobe gonna smack his hand like, motherfucker. You supposed to take that.
Yeah, like, nigga, do that fucking shit. The fuck is wrong with you? Like, he gonna do, and nigga, the next three plays, he gonna do the same shit. Like, nigga, get on, pal, let's go. Stop making like a bitch.
Nah, we don't need that in LA, nigga. It's LA, nigga. He can do that shit with the Clippers, nigga. The Lakers, nigga. 16 times, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? Nah, he can't do that, nigga. We not having that.
We need a big man to do it.
Man,
I mean, we don't deal with bitches like that anyway. I mean, look what happened to Dwight. Dwight came over here acting like a bitch and he didn't get the fuck on. We don't deal with bitches It's like if we win and we all, then that's fine. If we lose, then we know it's like, okay, whatever, nigga. We still got the championships and all that and everything, too. Like I said, you can't say nothing to us because we allowed to have a couple of off seasons and shit and everything like that. But don't come here and try to play on the team and everything like that. And then trying to be on that bullshit, because like I said, especially with Dwight, that's what kind of pissed me off, because we was like, as L.A., you know what I mean, we was like, all right, Dwight, for sure, come through, we're going to get you this ring, you're going to follow behind, you know, Shaq, Hope, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you had it.
L.A. is one of the places that's known for centers anyway, you know what I mean? We got centers, period. Going back.
Hey, we'll get Andrew Bynum back, baby.
Andrew Bynum, like, you know what I mean? But it's like, even Andrew Bynum was acting like a bitch. Nigga, okay, you want to be a bitch? Nigga, take your ass to Philly. He's been sitting on his ass ever since. We don't take bitches out here in L.A. You know what I mean? We would rather have a losing season than deal with bitches. That's just how we are. Fuck it.
Yep. Paul got to go.
So if he ain't, we need a big man.
Everybody
else to bitch up.
Yeah, we do. It's a lot of big mans we can get, though, man.
Roy Hibbert, he's on the trade block. He's a center.
What power want to play? He want to play forward and shit. 7-foot-ass nigga. That nigga's, I don't say, why are you all the way out here, nigga? You supposed to be inside, nigga, like.
Because what they do with Powell, they try to use him for offense. You know, they try to use him to bring out the little person playing defense on him. But when that shot's off that Powell be taking or he don't hit that shot and that motherfucker don't come out to respect him or whatever, then, yeah, you leaving the whole inside to just be doubled up and everything like that. That's why they want Powell at that four, because they think it's going to spread the floor because Powell can hit that shot. But if he ain't hitting that shot consistently, then it ain't doing shit. And he can't be in the key because, like you said, I agree with Wes on that. Like, as far as somebody coming in about the boom and dunk and everything, Powell get dunked on all the time. So I know he's
because he's a bitch ass nigga. He ain't gonna try to do nothing.
You know what I mean? He ain't gonna try to jump. He's just gonna get caught slipping or whatever and everything like that. Because that's how Powell get down. That's why I give props to Kamen though.
Kamen was out there beasting, man. He didn't give a fuck about nothing, man. Well, I already kept him.
Chris Kamen, he was playing hard. Yeah, he was out there. We just need somebody that's not scared. We just need somebody that's not even worried about points. We need somebody, like I'm saying, like,
yeah.
You know, I hate to go to Oklahoma, but somebody like Ibaka and shit. Just somebody, nigga, all you do is guard the basket, nigga. Don't let nobody score.
Nigga, that's it.
Anything come up, that's all you got to do. Don't shoot. Don't worry about offense, nigga. You stop these motherfuckers from scoring. Whoever we play it against, stop them from scoring. That's all we need. You know what I mean? The offense will come together by the side. We can't stop nobody on the defensive side right now because motherfuckers want to be lazy. That's how I feel about the big man position. We don't need another scorer. We got scorers. We got shooters. We need that one defensive motherfucker like when my man Artest was out there. And he wasn't even a center, but he was all over everybody. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, I don't like, nigga, I'm a
he was,
you know what I mean? Let's be honest. Or, you know who I also like? Remember like, Rodman in his prime. You know what I mean? Rodman was out there, nigga, on anybody.
Yeah, he had gang of rebounds. He didn't score too much. He had rebounds and blocks.
But he was out there, nigga, diving for balls and shit, nigga, you know. We need that motherfucker out there that's going to put themselves on the line just defensively, not worried about all we – L.A., we got too many scorers. I'm going to say we got too many shooters, we got too many scorers, too many motherfuckers worried about points and shit and everything like that. And with the new coach, isn't that his system? We can just outscore anybody else or whatever. Wasn't that his system? We'll just try to outscore anybody. Fuck defense. We'll just try to outscore everybody. We can't do that.
No, it ain't going to work.
LA's always been, we've had defensive motherfuckers out there that would shut you fucking up. Remember, it was always, even when Ariza was out here, it's like, okay, who, even when Kobe and his prime was out there D'ing up motherfuckers and shit. But motherfuckers gave away the defense. That's what it is, because we're getting outscored. And all the games I've been watching, motherfuckers been outshooting us because they just outscoring us. And they got big man that can stop our peoples, but we don't got nobody that can stop them. Motherfuckers just do whatever they want to.
That's what I'm saying, niggas that's 6'6", trying to dunk on pile and shit. That's what I'm saying. Nigga, I'm 7 feet tall, which these niggas would, you know?
Nigga, yeah, niggas just dunk it on. Like you said, I might get dunked on once. Like I said, it depends on who's coming down the line. But if I'm pile's height, ain't nobody, you ain't going to keep catching me slipping and just keep dunking on me.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this shit about to cease, man. I'm about to start blocking nigga shit.
And he don't even realize is one, because I be doing it on the court when I go play ball. Like I said, I'm not even a professional. But if you shut a motherfucker down, like somebody try to dunk on you, and you, like, stuff them or block them 2-3 times, you're going to get in their damn head. And then on top of that, talk shit, motherfucker ain't going to want to come in on you and everything like that. You know, you're going to shut all that shit down in the first place. So,
yeah, it's just like when Dwight Howard was down there. Niggas was changing up their shot and shit because they know that nigga going to slap your shit. Straight up, though. You know what I'm saying? Nigga gonna slap your shit. You bring that shit in on that bullshit, he gonna slap your shit. What Powell doing? Powell out on the key, looking around, looking up at the scoreboard and shit. Bitch ass nigga. It was good while it lasted, Powell, but gotta go, bro.
If it's Powell or Kobe, then, you know, yeah, we get rid of Powell, and then we'll take an injured Kobe over Powell, you know what I mean? So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know, like, yeah, getting rid of Kobe. Not out here.
Nah, he's going to retire here. He's going to retire here.
He's retiring out here. That nigga could retire in a wheelchair, you know what I mean? But they're going to have his jersey in the Lakers stadium. So. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm making sure y'all straight.
No.
Good, yeah, but I agree, man. Powell gotta go, man. We need some niggas that's gonna ball,
fuck
man.
That.
We ain't got too much time.
Nigga, we want Powell, nigga.
Man, you want Powell, nigga. Fuck Powell, nigga. He's a bitch ass nigga.
I'm not gonna trade in Powell for anybody. I ain't gonna give him up on that though, just because.
It ain't even that. Powell gonna leave on his own. Watch.
Well, if he gonna walk. That's what I'm saying. LA ain't about
who
begging.
Who give for Powell?
The Lakers don't. Lakers don't beg for motherfuckers to stay. If you want to go, go.
Who?
You know what I mean?
Who would you give for Powell?
They're probably gonna get rid of Powell just to free up the money, ain't they? Ain't that? Or if he walks. Or something, right? Ain't that how it works or some shit?
But I'm saying, realistically, what big man can you get for Powell to play with Kobe?
Man, it ain't even about that, though, man.
I like love.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not about that
because
yeah.
this is like, this is like Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh is a prime example. This nigga shoots, this nigga dunks, this nigga get rebounds, this nigga's a bitch. But this nigga do the same shit Powell's supposed to do. This nigga Powell's a bitch. This nigga, you see this nigga Bosh. You see them little pictures he got. He's a fag, but he do his thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that.
I don't understand that. I don't see why Paul can't do the same thing. Yeah, that part. That nigga,
know.
that nigga's done,
PG,
man.
Nigga. PG-16, nigga.
Ah, shit, I got 16 for him, but it ain't that. I'm just saying, Paul, get the fuck on. Like I said, nigga, make room for a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Get your ass on. Nigga, go to the Clippers, nigga. Niggas fuck about no powerful soul.
Why the Clippers even fucking with Powell? Wouldn't that's Lob City over there, right? You try to give it to Powell. Powell ain't out there booming on cats like that.
Powell ain't gonna even dunk it.
And then Powell's away from like Powell's just gonna slow down their whole speed over there, I would believe. Because I mean they kind of a little fast little niggas over there, you know, in the Clippers and shit. So.
He ain't going to no Clippers. New York. If he do leave, he either going to go play with the Grizzlies with his brother, or he's going to go play with New York with Steel.
Huh?
That's what he's going
to
do.
Who coming to
Nah, he ain't even going to the Grizzlies.
What
the Grizzlies
saying,
ain't
saying,
offering
no,
him
no,
shit.
We got to see.
They talking about Houston, the Knicks, Cleveland, and the Mavs.
My
yep.
Man,
that's
what I'm
saying, y'all.
Now, if he go to the Mavs, he might be all right.
Hey man, why does old dude just sit up here and tell me like talking about how yeah, you know they trying to you know Lakers trying to sign Carmelo and LeBron. I'm like nigga, we ain't gonna get both of them. Like that shit.
Nigga, I'm serious though. That's what they trying to do. That's what I'm saying. They can though. They can do it, but every other player ain't gonna be nobody. It's gonna be like you know for the minimum 1 year type of shit.
Hey O.
Yo.
Hey O, is you working the board, fucker?
Yeah. Why somebody calling in saying they can't get in? My bad. Nigga, I was at the gas station. Look at this. No, ain't nobody. Wait, hold on. I need to load the board real quick to make sure. This should be slow sometimes. I'm like, man, they ain't going to sign them both. They ain't going to get them both.
Shit, man. That's fucking Lakers,
right,
nigga. Remember when we was going to get Chris Paul and we was going to get Dwight Howard at the same damn time.
But it
bitch,
didn't happen.
No, but it wasn't. But it wasn't. It was some hating shit. It was some hating shit, though. It wasn't like, oh, no, they was going to go down, but the league said, hell no. Chris Paul, Kobe?
Yo.
What
okay,
it
is?
What it is?
My fault.
Don't trust.
I'm school me. These niggas and shit, man.
Yeah, I've been listening, man. You niggas is crazy.
Bro. Good chat.
What it do, though?
So where you at with it, IB? Do we like this all? Do we not like this all? Are we getting Carmelo and LeBron? What's your retake on what we've been, you know, catching up on?
I don't even like the Lakers. Don't ask him shit.
Oh,
hey, I'm not a Laker. Lakers is not my team, but I don't have nothing against the Lakers. So fuck you. You bitch ass.
Fuck you.
Fuck
you.
But, you know, I agree. I agree with the majority, you know what I'm saying?
See?
Fuck Paul Gasol. Get that nigga up out of here. Bitch-ass nigga.
He's a bitch-ass nigga.
That nigga too big for that shit. Hey, he's too big for that shit.
Yeah, that part. I'm trying to tell folks, oh, remember who is this? That nigga ain't did shit.
Yeah.
Hey,
that nigga did something. Hey,
he
I got a fresh.
With Kobe. Yeah,
I got a
fresh.
I got the fresh jersey of Paul Gasol on, too, so, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to burn that shit in front of Paul Door.
I'm going to put it out and put it on.
It's gray. It's gray and purple.
Yeah, sell it to me.
Nope.
Hey, man.
Fuck that.
Sell it to me, bro.
It's to me. Give it to me.
I'm going to fuck it up.
That motherfucker hard too. I seen it. Let me have it.
You just got the wrong name on it, but it is hard.
You know what I'm saying? Let me have it, man.
Hey,
I'm about some PG shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I fuck some PG.
Hey,
why you don't make a powerful sign? You don't be out here no more.
I hope he stay. You know what I'm saying? I hope he stay, and we get buying him back, and then we'll run these things.
Yeah, we can get buying him back for sure. He's more of a beast than Powell.
Yeah, Bynum, at least he's gonna be a beast, in, you know what I'm saying, under the fucking hole and shit.
Yeah.
But do we give Bynum another chance, really? Like I said, he walked.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys that was bitching up first.
Nah, he got traded, man.
because he was bitching. That's why he got traded, because he was bitching. He was talking shit about
him. Nah,
he didn't
like Mike Brown, man.
Man, Mike Brown was right there at Cleveland, though. He still went.
And that's where he at right now?
Nah, that's where he went first. To Cleveland. Then he went to Philly, but, you know, he didn't play not one game. Then he went to Cleveland. Then he went to the Pacers. Now that nigga ain't nowhere. He said he want to come to the Lakers.
I want to come home. I don't like deserters that feel they can come back. Like, nigga, you gonna ride, nigga, you know, up, down, left, right, however, nigga, however we ride, you either ride or you not.
Man. He thought he was gonna be on. He wasn't.
He thought he was, but he wasn't. You know, say grew his hair out. Now he don't get no playing time. He broke his other knee fucking bowling and shit, bitch ass nigga.
Hey, 40B, so with that tattoo, how you gonna fit the hood down when the game over is at and they spread, it's 4-4.
Wait, let me look, hold on.
It's not on the thumbs. The thumbs don't have letters. It's just the four fingers.
No. On the game over part is cool. On the knuckles, leave that on. I'm talking about at the bottom. You see at the bottom where it says you lose?
Oh, I thought you said where it said game over.
No, I wanted to say game over, but at the bottom where it says you lose, I wanted to say who was that.
Say who, man.
Wait, what happened?
I seen that shit talking about that show next tattoo. You stupid,
yep.
Man.
Nigga, that's going to be hard as fuck. I'm on. That's me.
Why you on Instagram arguing?
Well, it took you long enough.
Nah, like I said, I had to find the right one, nigga. That shit spoke to me, nigga. And then now it's on. Like, you realize a lot of shit, so fuck it. I'm on.
So when you get me, though?
Whenever Tripp set it up, he ain't gave me a price yet either, because I know I'm getting some expensive shit, so I know he ain't going to hook this one all the way up, so I got to make sure I got the bread right for it and everything. But as soon as I get the price and we set a date, nigga, it's on. He already said it's going to be early morning tap, so I got to get up early and it should be done by afternoon. So I'm just trying to figure out where I'll be able to place it.
Yeah, that, and I'm going to have to try to rearrange my off days or something like that, because you say your off day is, what, Sunday and Monday?
Sunday and Monday, but I mean, at the same time, like, if I got to wake up and get it started or whatever, like, I don't go into work until, like, 11:45. So, I mean, right. Even on your early day, if I got to pop up early and then just leave and come back and get it done later, then, like I said, I can do that, too. I mean, it's up to you.
Where are you trying to get it at? Because
that
right there, that's going to have to be done, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of detail in that shit right there. You got a whole, like, you know what I'm saying? A face, you know what I'm saying, hands, little body, got some chains, skeletons, knives.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking,
type
I don't know if I want to, like a little rap, but like I said, I got a whole arm, nigga. Like I said, when I sit down with you, I have to put it out there, we're going to find somewhere to put it, man. It's going to go on, though. Shit, if I.
Right.
Because I don't think it's big enough. I wish they stretch out and just say, fuck it, do my back, like, fuck it. But I don't think it's big enough for that. I don't want it to be stretched out either. You know what I mean? I want it to be. You know, I was thinking my forearm.
Look right.
Yeah, I was thinking my forearm, but that's too close to. Or even almost like a baby, like half sleeve or something. If you got to go around the bicep or something, just, you know what I mean? I don't know. We'll figure it out. But
yeah.
Like I said, I'm thinking on my whole right arm. I don't know where on my right arm, but my right arm is completely empty. So you could do whatever. We got to put it on this motherfucker somewhere. But. Shit, I got my shit. That shit gonna be hard.
I'm gonna start like to draw it out. I gotta draw it out first, you know what I'm saying? So I can get it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it don't gotta be specifically like that, Trip. But I mean, like I said, especially the skull, the knuckles, you know what I mean? I'll let you put your artist touch on it or whatever. It don't gotta be exact, but you get the idea of what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. Yeah, so that's all I'm tripping off of. So we straight. So just let me know when it's ready, when you're ready, and it's on. Like, I'll be there.
You ain't good as shit.
Whatever, nigga. I just don't want the HB, nigga. I'm gonna get some shit. This is gonna say hood bound. Like, yeah, on top of that, so I'm gonna get a whole thing, not just the HB. Like, nigga, let's do this.
So you trying to outdo us and shit? That's what you
yeah,
saying?
I'm
man.
Not trying to outdo y'all.
Now what?
I'm just saying.
A nigga be mad. Like, okay, they said on say. My shit. I had hood bound on my back and shit. Like, yep.
No. Why you the hood bound Machiavelli tech? Like,
yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you get
there.
Hood bound Machiavelli, like, boom. Like, Thug Life with Machiavelli. I might get right a Mac right there.
Spider, did you see what Tad was talking about? Spider, did you see it?
I didn't see it.
All right, I'm going to send it over to your phone real quick.
I seen it because you were the one with arguing and shit because you're stupid.
I just sent it to you, Spry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sent it over to you. Yeah. Oh, shit. But yeah, nigga, it's done.
That nigga 4DB is a dumbass. If anybody's listening, 4DB is a dumbass.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass in a lot of ways, but it's okay. Not no more.
Like, y'all niggas stupid. Oh, so no more?
Nah, this is sort of finito.
You a cold nigga, man.
Right, what happened?
Nigga?
Wait, what happened?
Nah, that's just mad talk. That's just right.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
Like I said, y'all don't know. Like I said, it's always funny. The show is always one thing, and we all know that the reality is something else. Like I said, y'all don't know. This is just funny. And they think, like I said, this is act like who I am. And it's basically all I'm going to say is, like I said, when I say I'm going to do something, I choose, or I'm going to do a certain thing, and I do it. And besides that, nothing else matters. You know what I mean? But don't tell me you're going to do something and you still doing everything you have been doing ever since, and, you know, think that I'm supposed to act the time, but I'm still supposed to act the way that I'm supposed to act. Fuck that. Get out of here. No.
So you back? So we can ask you where the bitch is at now? You know what I mean?
So DB, where yeah. The bitch is at?
That's the funny part. Y'all can always... y'all can always...
Nah, she's some type of play, man, you know?
Hey,
yeah. Pisces, if you still listening, you my homie and shit, man. Hit me up and shit, you know what I'm saying? We still good and shit. Don't come to the show shooting up the show or nothing. You know what I'm saying? We still homies and shit. Fuck that nigga, oh.
Damn.
Yep. At least y'all feel the same about that.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't fucking with you, oh. Now that girl called here. I see crazy on us.
Girl, the fuck? Oh, I'm with you, nigga. I'm right, nigga.
Time,
whatever, homie.
But at the same time, like I said, she don't give a fuck enough up to go there and do that. Like I said, we don't even need to get into that. Like I said, call, fuck with me on Fuck Me Fridays. We can talk about this all there, okay? Like I said, I don't want to waste y'all's time on this. So, I'll be on Friday.
Hey, but if we talk about it, you got to talk about everything, though. You got to talk about everything we're going to talk about.
I got no problems. Like I said, but y'all got to hit me. Y'all got to call in. Because like I said, if I'm by myself, I'm going off into other shit or whatever and everything like that. If y'all call it
yeah,
in,
we're calling in.
We're
calling in. Yeah, so
it's all good, but that's what we can do on Fuck You Friday.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, what is this turn that motherfucking Tuesdays? We are the motherfucking hood geeks.
Hey, ain't nobody on the line.
ODB with it. AKA DJ bitch. And nigga, I be with it. The set
no,
tripper.
We all chilling.
We in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what? We got two?
Nah, I said it's just us. We chilling. It's us.
Oh, okay. Gotta start checking and shit.
Oh, yeah. That nigga J Rock trying to get in and shit. He keep calling me and shit. He lying.
His name ain't Pop.
J Rock's trying to get in.
He ain't on this motherfucker either. I don't see him.
Don't let J-Rock in because this nigga gonna be talking that Clipper shit. I don't want to hear that shit right now. shit. I don't want to hear no Clipper shit. Fuck that.
That nigga hung up.
He said that nigga hung up. Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. I'm fresh to the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I just thought I should put that out there, you know what I mean? For those who are unaware, I'm fresh to the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Can't see in the street.
Yeah, nigga.
Fresh to the motherfucker.
Next time, nigga, you better keep the shit, nigga. Nigga right here, boy, I tell you. Niggas be slipping. Oh, boy, he's crazy. Oh. This nigga almost risked his whole life yesterday.
Not
and
really,
I don't know why this nigga J-Rock just hit me up. And I don't know why him cussing at me thinks he's going to get him plugged in anyway. And he keeps talking about he calling in, but his name or number isn't popping up right here. So fuck
yeah,
J-Rock.
Unknown. I keep telling him that, man. That's why I don't answer his phone calls. That should be like unknown. Like, nah, man.
Oh, there you go. Him. All right, so wait. So let him in or don't let him in?
Yeah, let him in.
Okay, just make a show. You said no. There, nigga, go. Hold on.
I was just fucking around.
Yeah, J-Rock.
Robin, please. Come on, Robin, please. You know what I'm saying? Who said no? I want to be on the show?
Yeah, man, fuck you.
Got a man. Yeah. Fuck your bitch ass and said for you a gaylord and shit.
You fucking right? You fucking
man,
gay,
you want to let me on the show? You nigga, you gay, baby.
Fucking gay,
baby.
You know what I'm saying? Put a dick-shaped nipple on the bottle because y'all niggas is gay, baby. What's going on? You know what I'm saying?
That nigga stupid.
What's the deal?
Yeah, that
nothing,
is very much
nothing, gay,
baby. Man, I'm high as hell. And so I heard a lady say my name. I just heard that. Hi, lady, whoever it is, I said my name. Unless I was forward, drag again. Boy, you talking to drag? Man, don't be doing that shit, man.
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
That's not cool. Not cool at all,
it's
bro.
A lady. How you doing?
It's a lady?
Yeah,
it was
right
a lady.
It's a lady I live with. She right here.
She know my name. She still saying my name, though?
Nah, she don't know you.
I'm just saying. You know?
Very.
You know what I'm saying? But my reputation has preceded me. You know? So what is the topic? You know what I'm saying? We're talking about sluts, riders, flips, you know what I'm saying? The whole nine.
You're stupid.
I'm talking about another show. You know what I'm saying? I'm high as hell.
You don't even smoke weed, bitch.
Uh-huh, something like that.
That's why
you
he's
remember?
So high. He's just like
hey.
A bitch.
Hey, hey, you remember? Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you remember?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I still need that, that hookup, man. You know what I'm saying? I still need that hookup, man. I'm trying to get that paycheck, man. You know what I'm saying? And everything that comes with it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, stop giggling like bitches.
Put my feet up.
Hey,
I'm
hey,
not giggling. I'm talking.
Hey, Trip.
You shut the fuck up.
Hey, both of y'all niggas giggling like hoes and shit.
You shut the
hey,
fuck
hey,
up.
Hey,
I'm
hey,
giggling. You
hey,
just think
you're
going
hey, Trip, did
back
you
there.
Hear about the one?
What?
The one, the fool Jose? Supposed to have walked in on the one sucking the one up?
Oh, who?
The one they call a whore and shit. She, Midas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like sucking up the one nigga and shit.
Wait, who giving up head?
That's what
who
I'm
the,
saying.
Who the black
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When today?
Like, I don't know if it was, nah, it wasn't today. It was like a couple of days ago, but the fool Jose walked in on it like, oop.
This bitch is up there giving up head like that?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's Perry, what I'm
saying.
Up
here, there, man.
No
yeah, that's what that's fine. Nigga, get some head and a paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
The fuck?
Here,
get some I'm
head
next.
And a paycheck.
Man,
I'm
there.
Get the head is just extra. You know anything other than the paycheck is just gravy. So the head is just gravy. They pour it on top of the mashed potatoes. They don't want a nigga to get no head of the paycheck and shit.
Man.
Yeah, that's what I was like, what? I was like, yeah. See,
you
out here
like,
blowing dick.
You wasn't like, what? You was like, no, and that should have been taking place in the workplace. You were saying that. And
yeah,
you
but I was.
That.
It was. So, but this should never happen in the workplace.
Nigga Bruce Smith over here.
You know what I'm saying? Unless it was happening to me.
Yeah, you Bruce with it. You know what I'm saying?
Number one hater.
Yeah, that's
that nigga Bruce Smith.
Hating on people getting blowjobs and shit. What kind of nigga is you? You know what I'm saying?
Number one hater.
Hate blowjobs unless you giving them.
Only nigga give blowjobs.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So what the fuck is up? Somebody smoke something. You know what I'm saying?
You don't smoke.
Hey, I was just about to say your bitch ass, you know what I'm saying? Light something up. Where that trip weed at, as you call it?
Bitch is right here.
Huh?
Right here.
Like, roll it up. You know what I'm saying?
Slide through.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, the way my, you know what I'm saying, shit is set up. You know what I'm saying? I can't even be sliding to the west side like that. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch ass nigga.
Can't be sliding to the west side. Cause they be right there and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
y'all know
today.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm going wherever.
Yeah,
like,
the fuck,
yeah,
is some,
shit.
There's some kind of special occasion or something? What you mean with today? It's St. Flipper's Day.
Oh, wait.
St. Flipper's Day?
It's St. Flipper's Day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Bust them out.
You got them.
My nigga's bullshit. I'm going to go smoke some more weed and shit. Nigga, oh, they want to let a nigga on the show for some reason and shit. I ain't tired of motherfuckers blaming me for shit, man. Because you the one pushing the button, so of course you're going to get blamed. Motherfucker, you wasn't calling, nigga. That name was no
you see that, like,
number.
Man. You're like, ah, oh, man.
See, when the number popped up, you got in, right? When the number popped up, you got in, right? That's what I had to call you first. I
no, you didn't. The number didn't. The number didn't pop up, you bastard. Hold on.
I shut your bitch ass up. It don't matter. You own, right?
You lucky, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what, man. You can calm down. You mind your business over there. You smoke that trip weed. Nobody be talking to you. All right?
Hey, stop sticking your tongue out like a girl.
Stop sticking your butt out.
Stop sticking your tongue out. Stop arching your back.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I knew your father gives the hell. Remember?
Oh. You need to stop you,
yeah.
Little Gabe.
Tripping. What's going on here? What y'all got? Hey, where them oatmeal cookies at?
You
all right, back
baby.
To you. You the only nigga sticking something out. You be sticking your back out, you fucking fag. I ain't talking to you, huh? Talking to your gay ass son. Gay ass trip. You know what I'm saying? Not gay ass foe. Gay ass foe on there too. So something like that. They just know y'all niggas is gay ass. That niggas got gay asses that like gay ass.
And then this nigga get on here and start talking about gay and ass. This nigga right here.
They start talking about sticking tongues out and shit. What the fuck you mean gonna blame me? These niggas want to come out, put your tongue in and put your butt in and shit like that. You talking about it was me? I get blamed. And they talking about some faggot shit. I got on talking about flipping and weed and shit like that. They started talking about weird shit.
Flipping your tongue for some weed.
Nah, that nigga flipping his tongue. You see what I'm talking about? Always with some butt play on here.
Over here talking about butts, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. About flipping his tongue and some butt.
That's why every time you're on air, the rating spike in West L.A. and Santa Monica Boulevard and shit, and West Hollywood for some reason. Now we know why. Butt play. Not supposed to be about that. Supposed to talk about hoodbound shit and weed and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get our balls blue on the air. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to be getting their balls blue right now on the air.
Hey, Fresh.
Fresh, you get your balls blue on the air?
Niggas got super insiders, but they just not insiders, though.
They're not, because everybody know what you're talking about.
Nah, but I'm talking about some whole other shit now.
Yeah, talking about getting your balls blue on the air.
Hey, Fresh, that cranberry juice and that breakfast.
Cranberries, your period?
Oh, y'all niggas is crazy.
That nigga's like, that's the cranberry juice. That's the natural diuretic.
It said the cranberry juice.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And next time we're talking about diced pineapples and shit.
We talking about breakfast, nigga, plastic pork.
And diced pineapples.
What the fuck is going on?
Breakfast, thank you.
I'm filming that bitch tomorrow morning, man.
Me too. Yeah,
you
call that nigga
thank
you.
Shit, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm hanging out tonight when I ain't asleep really.
Here, come get the blood.
You feel like a hoe. Here, come get the blood. Fuck that,
hey,
man.
J-Rock cried too, nigga.
Man, fuck you. What you got at Bob House?
No, I think I'm in my house. You bitch ass nigga.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You sound like Paul when I be telling him to slide through like a bitch.
Yeah, Paul was able to do that. You come get me, and we go, you know what I'm saying? We go to this one club I know about. What's today? Wednesday?
Tuesday, man.
Damn, who is Wednesday?
He said Wednesday.
Nah, it be cracking on a Wednesday, though. You don't know about this place and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You want
to
go to the
wants
cat.
To go to the gay bars, right?
I don't know nothing about the gay bar.
He
want
to go to the cat. He want to go to the cat.
See, obviously, y'all know something about some gay bar. I'm talking about the Echo Plex, but y'all talking about some fag bar. Once again, it go back to some gay shit. What's wrong with y'all, man?
Everybody knows about you. Everyone knows.
But y'all don't want to talk about the fag shit. I'm talking about the Echo
Everyone
Plex.
Everybody knows.
They play D&B and Dubstep
it's
on
okay.
Wednesday.
It's okay.
It's not,
no, judgment.
It's not okay. There's nothing okay about blowing balls and being a male.
No judgment.
You know what I'm saying? And having your gooch tamper with.
You said it doesn't charge. It just keeps it going.
Man, this is just about regular shit.
Nigga having his gooch tamper with.
That nigga Fo had gooch surgery.
Anything happened to his gooch.
Hey, y'all seen Sabotage? Sabotage is a pretty good movie. Just download
that
it.
That bullshit.
Watch
it. Movie.
Hey, who in it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bullshit. You want to see a good movie? Watch the good, the bad, and the weird.
And then I got
wait. Arnold Schwarzenegger and that one nigga, Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah. Okay, Sylvester Stallone.
This one right here, they like some type of FBI team, nigga. And they still
I'm got some over here, man.
I'm glad I got
a Supermax 10.
Nope.
They tried to break out and shit.
And then I got Norris, too.
Movie.
No,
I sound like somebody working in a sweatshop. What background is that? Somebody at work right now?
Huh? That's how I see somebody out there blowing for you.
You're bad. Why you making gay ass whistle noises? Is this what it's about? Is this
like somebody out there blowing for you?
Bro, we
it's
never
that white van. It's that white van that you'll be getting in.
Hey, remember that doobie? We didn't finish it.
I know. I put it right there.
Well, I'm about to finish it.
Yeah, I mean,
you
that's
know
why I didn't touch it.
Oh, you a bitch then. I smoke weed. I don't know. Hey, I smoke weed. I don't know about you.
Yeah, right, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
You just all cool on so many blunts, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever.
I'm about to blaze up, though. Watch this motherfucking Supernatural. You know what I'm saying? Supernatural. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, where the DJ at? DJ. DJ.
Take it back to the end. Absentee.
Hey. Oh, no.
I'm right back here. I'm chilling. What?
He back there listening to the
DJ,
old clips.
What?
Bitch.
He back there listening to the old clips of Samuel L. Jackson.
Hey, man, play Do What I Like. I want to hear that shit.
Look at you. All right, give me a second.
Hey, I need you to email me them songs, man. I need the one song.
You know
you
one song.
Man, first of all of them, I should have told you a long time ago you said you was going to do it, and you never did it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because you want to be a fake-ass manager?
Yeah, nobody talking to you.
I'm just asking the question, bitch. What the fuck you going to do? What you going to do, fucking parade around town with our music, talking about these my boys or something?
Bitch,
I don't
have to do shit. I have to sit over here and get high and not do nothing.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's what
music.
I thought.
Anyway.
Little brown bitch.
Is it gonna play? Well, you gotta give it a minute, I guess.
In altercations, they hating because I'm killing them. Your baby mama on me, she lonely and I be digging her. Anybody kill a nigga, maybe even you. Yeah, nigga, I said it, fresh with it, what it do? Catch the beat like a fade, it's the verbal haymaker. In my witty boy stands, politicking on some paper. Nigga, you's a hater, I'm the freshest thing west. And I cock it back and bust and serve a nigga, no question. Test me if you wanna, I keep me a loaded hip. And I'm a little trigger happy, I'm begging you, nigga, trick. I'm probably with your bitch, and we probably smoking the good. Probably hope a nigga won't, she probably wish a nigga would. Bound to be hood, and all I fade. The diabolical delinquent in the street with the case. So say what you want, nigga, a fuck I give. Fade them all, cater all, look what I just did. And
you the type to bring a knife to a gunfight.
Fuck around with these niggas, and you're bound to lose your life. Niggas, bitches, and it's on no sight. Cause I'ma do what I feel, and I'ma do what I like.
I'm trifling, I might be with your wife. I do what I feel and I do what I like. With the West bitches on sight. I do what I feel and I do what I like. Nigga, check the prognosis. Real life ghetto culture, Southern Cali vulture. Line the Chevy up with a Testarossa. Currency chasing till we tote tag no longer. My breed is extinct, so I affiliate myself with riders and OGs. I'm getting it in, a product in these streets. Raise my niggas about that moolah, baby. With it west, same old two-step. She grinding and I'm convinced she want this dick. You know our repertoire's buying out the bar. Function load with pill poppers, could smoke. Looking for a jump off. Turf Supreme, Club El Machiavelli. Bustin' moves with my rally, hitting the colors.
I'm in the Chevy, got these hoes hot and ready.
Bitch, don't kill the vibe, get ratchet down and dirty. Yeah, and give me mine. Make these niggas aboard all mission. Clip the standard currency of a bitches. It's a tradition, who want the business? Get these niggas to come near with a gang premise. This is off with your head, deliver it.
The dagger bitches, I be killing the mic. So I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like. ODB, I'm with it and I rap it for life. So I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like.
ODB, I'm with it, bitches, have the initials. Or you can put the dagger on you, that'll make it official. You better check my credentials, cause see, I don't like to fight. Yeah, I'm a member of the Witty Gang.
I
smoke, drink, pop pills, sniff blind, jump behind the wheel. I blind for myself and start showing off my driver's skills. See, I be getting dumb behind. Yeah, I like my bitches vibe. You ain't had like four bitches at once, gotta try. Now I ain't gotta lie, you ain't the cops, no alibi.
You a hardcore thug, right? That you really one of them gay guys.
Bitch, nigga, what you hiding for? But I ain't gonna drag you out of shooting niggas through the door. Leave me alone, I'll let you go. So here's your chance to walk away, cause you don't want it anyway. Nobody has to die today. I kid, don't play. Mama own you, wanna hate, fuck your feelings.
We in the building.
Niggas hide your bitches, bitches hide your children.
What, another one? Or was that the like I said, you only said that one.
Yeah, nigga. Hit him up.
Let me see it. Take a request. Yeah, here we go.
Who about gangster, nigga?
Come on. Yeah, now you can do it. Work, you motherfucker. There we go.
Hey, my nigga, tell him where you from.
Witty Gang.
Uh-huh. West Side Witty Gang. Hoodbound. Fade them all.
Hoodbound.
Well, with it, boys, bitch, I let you know from the jump that I'm a ride a Mac, nigga, and I don't give a fuck. Nope. I'm from the land of the lost stick bitches and AK. With some niggas ride, some niggas bitch made. The freshest song Western, but I'm worldwide reppin'.
I like my bitches in tune.
Single bitches keep steppin'. Yeah. My technical technique defeating this member.
Damn, a nigga cold.
Nigga colder than December. Remember me from way back.
Young killer, stay strapped.
Niggas don't know how to act.
Jack with the mini Mac.
Advance with the pack.
Kabam.
Search and destroy with it, boys, the gang. Man, you other niggas decoys, deploy the arsenal.
Artificial niggas killing me.
Paid to my enemy, smoking to give me energy. Frequently I fade them all fresh with it, nigga. What with it, gang? Ride,
I know you motherfuckers hit them up. Nigga,
I'ma hit them up.
West side with it, gang.
We gon' hit them up.
That's how we get down.
I'ma hit them up with it, gang. Ride on you motherfuckers. Hit them up.
So many people talking shit, got nothing to say. When I start calling out that bluff, they all start running away. I'm from the streets of LA, was born and raised in the city. Got the kind of gamer bitches let me tickle their bitties. They let me play with their kitties, cause I be making them purr. And if you want me eating on it, better take off the fur. Gotta smoke a whole lot of weed till her eyes Chinese. Brought a sister with her and they twins. They drop to their knees so quick, it's like they're praying to me. And I'm never paying, so these niggas keep on hating on me. They be creeping and watching, but niggas keep the aggression. And since you never learn, don't make me have to teach you a lesson. Don't make me reach for my weapon, show you how witty be reppin'. Make you scared of every word you speak and place that you step in.
I just gotta keep on laughing,
cause you really think we give a fuck. Witty gang riding on you motherfuckers, hit em up.
Yeah, that's what we do, y'all.
Hit em up.
Witty gang, 40P.
Hit em up.
That's what it's getting.
Hit em up, witty gang riding on you motherfuckers, hit em up.
Yeah, I'm still in the trap. Niggas stop telling these bitches your business where they do that. The life of a rider Mac, custom with the strap. Cut a waist intact with your girly face in my lap.
Ha-ha.
Still on that street shit. Peep the wannabes and enemies. Rest in peace, bitch. Tactics of a rider have you leaking with your block. Reeking witty gang supreme, prepared for the treason.
It's nothing.
These haters see me, fuck them. On that fearless shit, but we know you the buster. Regardless, hood bounds the hardest. Y'all niggas just a moving target. These niggas lay low. The hollows get the poppin'. West Monster, who hotter? Near Nada. The same nigga swinging that Chevy on them Kobe Bryant. Trifle with no guidelines, cases prior. Substance is finest. West and East Siders. Forgive me, y'all way. I'm a full blown nug. With it, gang, riding on these motherfuckers. Hit em up. Hit em up. Hit em up. Hit em up. Hood bound.
So what, another one? Hell nah. I got a friend there. Make it short. So, yeah, you can't send me a line. Let me download this in your own community. It is still turned up Tuesday. You know, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue, or you can press one to holler at us. And I present to you, the Hood Geeks.
Hoodbound.
That's you know what I'm
saying? In this mother.
Yep, Fresh West.
Fuck,
Cody B, IB. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Barry. We up in this bitch.
Barry's gone. Barry hung up.
Okay, well, Barry is gay. Anyway.
Hey, so. Barry, fuck you. If you leave me, bitch ass bitch. Surprise you woke, you know man.
Saying? Hey, Fire, remember what we said? We said we had the new segment where we was gonna break down the rhyme and shit.
Oh yeah, so who we doing today?
What we gonna do today? Let's do the first verse on Run It.
I thought we did that one. Did we do that, or what was it? Which one did we do last time?
We did like a part of it. Was that one, or that was the lobby verse?
Oh, probably was the lobby, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. So,
I don't know what to call it, but we don't call it something. But, you know what I'm saying, this is the part where we take a verse that we know and we like, and, you know what I'm saying, and just so everybody is clear, we're going to tell you what really happened. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be discrepancies, and you know what I'm saying, and you were listening. You were like, oh, you might not have caught it, and it was dope. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
What is nigga doing? Taking a shit?
why was that the first thing you went to? Like,
it sounded like a damn toilet flush to this. It sounded like a damn toilet flush. Man,
listen to it. Listen to it.
There was nothing to listen to. So what the fuck? I heard something. That's what it sounded like to me.
Hey, man, back up off my shit, man. Back up. Back up.
Literally. Literally. But okay.
Yeah, back up, man.
I'm back, nigga.
You listening to water and shit? That's water.
That's what, okay, so water. Okay, so water is this? Okay, I was kind of close to it, motherfucker. There's water in.
Nah, you talking about taking a shit. You know, that's
because,
something else.
I just ran it all the way. I mean, I just put it all together. But excuse me. What was the segment again? Now, what are we doing? Breaking down the verse? The breakdown? Y'all should call it the breakdown.
Boom. The breakdown.
That part. All right.
All right. So, we're going to do the first verse on Run It.
I mean, that's the one you pick. Let's do it.
Okay, all right. So, boom, how it start. We open for the session. Oh, yeah, it's brought to you by I Be With It and shit. Boom. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You got to break it down. Like you say it, and then you stop after every bar, and then we going to, you know what I'm saying, break down with you in the minute and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's open for the session. We smoke the rock. Got me touching on my weapon. You know what I'm saying?
We got to say it like we did it the last time. You say like right, two bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
Go ahead and handle it. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing it for the first time. So y'all go ahead and do it. Let me hear what you're saying.
All right, you go. We on?
Man, you gotta start over, man.
Yeah, segment together, y'all. Come on, let's get it together. Like, okay, now,
look,
try
man,
again.
Nobody asked you nothing, nigga. Shut up.
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm here.
You just listening. You know what I'm saying? Buster.
I know the bars. So, I mean, you
I'm like, nigga. Nigga.
Okay.
Okay, we open for the session.
We in this rock, got me clutching on my weapon.
Yeah.
Gion.
You got to get it on the flow. You understand? That art stuff, me twisting like bows. Now look, now check this out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think like, they really heard what was happening. You know what I'm saying? He said it for you right there. Like we was on, you know what I'm saying? We was drinking some rock and smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? And he was feeling some type of way, so he was clutching on his weapon. Like, you know what I'm saying? Something might happen.
He pointed at a girl like she on. You know
what
I'm
saying? Like, oh, you see her right there? You know what I'm saying? Look how she on the floor. He told you how she was on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Back arched up, knees twisted like bows. I mean, I'm saying, can you see a bitch with her back arched up and her knees twisted like bows?
Yep. Hey, I can.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Straight shaking.
Okay, so well, we'll come after that. The chrome. I squeeze and let go.
Missed the set trip.
It's something 214. Now, see. For those who don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's I'll Be With It, and he is with that. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, he be with that. Like, so when you say, like, yo, I'll be with it, he's not lying and shit. He do be with it and shit. You know what I'm saying? The 214. Like, yeah, that's something that he be on and shit, and he is with that. I seen the tattoos to prove it. He is with that.
Got the heater in the lobby. Two bitches and Molly.
Cooking shots, double fisted. Yep.
Big
blunts and both
guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty straightforward to me. I mean, I got the heater in the lobby. Like, IB is with that. So, I mean, he got the heater in the lobby. So, I mean.
Keep that. You know what I mean?
Plus, two bitches.
Just in case of
plus two bitches. You know what I mean? On top of the heater. So, the heater's there. Two bitches. And a model.
And
model. Right there.
And
right model. There. You know what I mean? Right
yeah.
there. All
and
over.
Model.
So.
Yep.
Man.
Double fisted, big blunts, and Bogatti. You okay? Posted in your section, bad bitches.
Ow.
What? Ow.
I had that on
today.
Yeah,
that was
I had that on today. I had a
yeah,
white tee and a red hat.
That didn't
but
go.
I wasn't pressing YGs, though. I had a white tee and a red hat on today, but I wasn't pressing YGs, though. But apparently, if you have a white tee on and a red hat, you're supposed to be pressing YGs.
Well, not supposed to be pressing. Well, that's what I'm pressing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay, for sure. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was actually, you know what I'm saying, me saying, like, you know what I'm saying, white tee, red hat, and YGs, I'm pressing, like, you know what I'm saying, just to let a nigga know. So, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
If anybody had any questions about what was going on, you know what I'm saying?
You'll finish it off.
Trying to run it, you know it, how I'm feeling heroic, pop another bottle, hood about niggas the coldness.
No, you skipped the part, though. You skip the part.
Now,
with that,
what
YGs are rapping.
What did I say?
Some steps.
No, I didn't know. I know my lyrics. All right,
Hold on.
YT, red hat, YGs, I'm pressing, trying to run it, you know it. I know my bars. Come on.
Yeah, it came right after that. Yep, that was the last part of the bar. We was, we said, you don't know it, fucker.
Too wet it, too wet it. Hood bound,
I'll be with it.
Yeah.
Fuck DB with it.
Who else?
West with it.
Who else?
And I am fresh the
all
best.
I want you to do is run it.
With it,
notice, these hoodbound niggas be the coldest.
We the coldest.
We droopin' and smokin'.
Smokin'.
I can't you that pussy open. Hey. She goin'. She swingin' that thing, she know I want it.
Swingin', bitch.
Little mama, stop runnin'. Lookin' back down the bitch,
runnin'.
They open for the session. Weed smoke, Shiraz got me clutching on my weapon. See on, see how she get it on the floor. Black orange cup, knees twisted like bows. The chrome, I squeeze and let go. Commit to set trip, chunk it 2-1-4. I had the heater in the lobby, two bitches and Marty. Take the top, double fist, a big brother, Bogotti. Posting in my face, the bad bitches, we reppin'. White tee, red hat, YGs, I'm pressing. Trying to run it, you know it, how I'm feeling heroic. Pop another bound, hood bound, niggas are coming.
Bars.
Yeah.
There you have it. You know what I'm saying? And that right here, ladies and gentlemen, was called The Breakdown, brought to you by Hoodbound.
You notice?
You know what I'm saying? To show. That was cool this year. I liked that.
That was nice. That I like how you did that, DJ. That was,
you know
that was
yeah.
nice.
Like,
you
let me get
saying?
The first verse. Because the thing is, for future reference, I will not be able to do that without – I can't specifically go to this nigga's verses in the songs. So just for future reference, we just love you that y'all chose that, and it was the first verse, so I was able to just play the song up to the first verse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just so we're clear for future reference, as far as
like, – so we can only do first verse song.
You know what I'm saying? So we just got to break down, like, the first verse of the song just did. Okay, it's all good.
You can't start it in a certain spot. It ain't like that.
Nah, I can't. Not on the switchboard. Just gotta play it all the way through or not. Now, if I was sitting at my computer, what I may be able to do is I'll be able to play it through the computer. You know what I mean? And start it at a specific spot. But I can't do it from my phone right now. So we'll work on that. If that's gonna be a segment, we'll see what's up. I'll warn niggas ahead of time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Set it up and give you a phone. You know what I'm saying? And then we can do that. Yeah, for sure. That was cool. I liked it that. You know what I'm saying? Callers, if you liked it that, you know what I'm saying? First 10 bitches to call in, get a free T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? call in and say, you know what I'm saying? PODB, where the bitch is at. You know what I'm saying? And you get a free T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's shit.
Back on this shit. For sure. Turn up motherfucking Tuesdays. I was turned down when I called Dean. I had just woke up because I was asleep like a motherfucker.
I was going to say, how the fuck you going to sleep when you work?
Yeah, I didn't just get off work. I was right there, you know what I'm saying? We did the little orientation, you know what I'm saying? And then that was it. And then I was like, oops. I was going to get in the K all day fucking with this nigga Bob.
know what I'm saying? Then I went to the K and I was fucking with J-Rock for a minute. But then, I went to the house and posted.
I had me bring that fucking food down here and see that bitch ass left.
Man, I didn't think you didn't hit me back or nothing. I'm like, man, this trip probably gonna go home. I'm like, man, the fuck is starving over here? Fucking starving over here.
Well, you know, you gotta hit that 5:30, 5:45.
I mean, they both was called. Bob don't live in the K, but something like the K, because it's still right there and shit. Nope, I do not know what that is, Markel. What is that? You don't know? Let me see. Like a marker? I don't know. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Oh. They leaking? Yeah, for sure. Put a bell. Hello? Yep. She
knows. Good now. Yo. You know, I stand and look out this window and I watch the people sit in the street double park trying to find somewhere to park. I think to myself, that could be me. Hey, for real, it's cold. You know what I'm saying? The weather ain't even cold, but it's cold out here. I'm talking about, man, up and down the block. Both sides of the street, you see flashers and shit. Because niggas is double parked waiting for somebody to slide out, but ain't nobody sliding out. It's like 10 o'clock or something almost.
Yep.
Fuck out of here.
Man.
I know I'm not. I'm right here in the front, too.
Well, we had to bang on the people like, yo, man, we need a spot because ain't nowhere to park at. I think the spot would be all good and shit. Yeah, man. So, when is the next turn up, ODB?
I'm going to give me a BMW or something, man.
Next turn up is whenever. Like I said, it's up to y'all. Because, like I said, now y'all want me to start calling out.
The next turn up, what, 8x8?
Yeah, so fine. 8x8 is like, what, a Friday or a Saturday?
It don't even matter.
You know what I'm saying? We find something like a show.
Hey, niggas can't be like on 6-4 today. I didn't, you know, it was, you know, what it was, but
yeah,
niggas got to
I'm saying, find a show. Find a show, and we going, nigga, it's 8x8. So, like, nigga, everybody has to count. Everybody.
I don't know nothing about something. I don't know if I can specifically book shows on that Friday, nigga. I'll see what's up, but I'm just saying.
That's
but
what I'm
it
saying.
Is a Friday.
If you find one for that Friday, hook that in. You know what I'm saying? 8x8. That's like a month away. Exactly. Today is the 8th. So that's exactly a month away. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard it here on Hood Geek. You know what I'm saying? We trying to turn up for 8x8. If we don't, I'm going to throw a party. I don't give a fuck if it's not one. It's going to be an old-fashioned swing it. You know what I'm saying? And I got a month to plan it. I don't know where I'm going to plan it at. I'll probably throw it at my auntie's house or my mama's house, maybe.
Hey, don't be bluffing, man. Don't be bluffing. Don't bluff on air and shit.
Nigga, I'm dead serious. It's 8x8, and I was just kind of sour because you said it.
Hey, wait. Hey,
I'm throwing one. Fuck it, it's on. Yeah, and it's a Friday, and tomorrow when I go to work, I'm telling Covet I ain't coming on Friday. That's Saturday, so yeah. J-Rock, because he's calling me right now.
Well,
is that him calling from the 661 area code?
No, I don't know that number.
No, I don't know either.
Somebody called from the 661 area code. Like,
put them through.
They hung up.
But yeah, the show. So yeah,
8 times 8 is 5. Fresh at it. I'm throwing one of them things, and it's going down. One of them old fashioned.
I'm going to have my heater up in there so it won't get too cold.
Hey, Spy. Where'd he go? West. It's going to be a great party. We discussed this before.
Yeah, great party.
Yeah, we're having a great party.
Yeah, I'm back. What up? What happened?
Yeah, we're having a great party for 8 times 8. I'm throwing
it.
My
burner match, because it's like chrome and gray.
Where's it going to be?
That's what I'm saying. I'm nigga, next Tuesday I will have the location and everything ready. It's nigga, 1 month away. Today is the 8th. So next month on the 8th, it's going down. So somebody said it's a Friday. You sure it's a Friday?
Yep. I just looked on my calendar. It's Friday.
All right. Well, nigga, Friday night on the 8th, 8 times 8. But Precious, the Witty Gang is throwing a party. We have not yet have decided on a location, but I will by tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Bitches, leave your niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
Come join
us. It's a great party, so please.
If you're all gray and you got some, you know what I'm saying, you're showing a little something, you might get in a little bit free. Yeah, it's going to be a $5 charge.
Yeah, for real.
For non-members, $5 charge.
You know what I'm saying? It's popping. So, you know, whatever, however, whoever wants it. You know what I'm saying? One of them old-fashioned things. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, man. Fuck it.
Swag it.
Oh,
wait. Bitch, don't stop.
What? Telling her she can get it.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to find me a location. It's going down.
Yeah, man, that sounds good, man. But I hope you got some,
them
rat-head bitches, them box-head bitches.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to, you know what I'm saying?
We got a month, so, you know what I'm saying? And you get their roster right, you know what I mean?
No, I can't have my roster in one place at one time. I can't do that. That's not gonna work.
Yeah, man. Well, you just bring one for her friends.
Yeah, I probably could do that.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So you just
come out. You don't want to practice, because man, every day, you know, females, they like to fight and shit.
Yeah, they do. You know, I ain't tripping. Turn up. Oh, great party. I'm going to get some great everything.
Yep.
Some great everything. All right, see you. So. Yeah, so 8 times 8 is a great party. It's popping. Niggas got your bitches. Man, bitch. Niggas hide your bitches. Bitches hide your children.
What the fuck you hiding your children for, though? Fucking shit. What the fuck you hide the kids?
I don't know. That was the quote. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to see them. What I want to see them.
I'm like, man, what the fuck the kids doing?
No, it's like this. No, it's like niggas, all right, niggas better hide your bitches, right? Niggas, if you don't want to be fucking with your bitch, hide her. You know what I mean? But bitches, you don't want to be fucking with that, hide your kids. You know what I mean? Because like, I thought it was self-explanatory. Like,
oh, yeah.
I thought. Maybe I was wrong.
No, you said bitches and kids?
Niggas hide your bitches. Bitches hide your children. That's technically the lie. That's really the lie. Niggas hide your bitches. Bitches hide your children. That's what the line is.
All right. So what do you think about that line? Hello?
Oh, Fo got to fill up his butt real quick.
Trip. Nobody. Okay.
Not. Hello. Whatever. What? There goes somebody. ID.
Nobody saying that.
Well,
Fresh.
Yo.
I'm Wes. I'm here.
No, Wes here. They go Fresh. Like I said, he wasn't paying attention, though. He was doing something. He getting yelled at?
Yeah, I had clicked over and shit. So what happened?
No, he here. He
too late,
Wes actually. Yeah, it's too late. Moments passed. Move on. Like,
yeah.
Hello. I'm good. She can have friends. I was just playing. Nah, don't trip.
Hood geeks in full motherfucking effect, you know what I'm saying? Somebody coughing, smoking that good sound like it to me, you know what I'm just saying? Something like that. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, the 8x8 party, the great party, you know what I'm saying? No location, but it's supposed to pop.
Hey, my bitch just went outside. Better be some bitches there. or everything. You know what I'm saying? She had the convenience truck. Hey,
gotta
babe.
Be, man. It's only right.
Hey, baby.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Better be some bitches up in that thing. I'm not playing.
Hey,
you know,
I had hit up on Instagram Erica. She was with like two bitches and shit. I was on them too. Like,
which one?
Shit on Instagram. She was in a picture with like two bitches. I'm like, who them? You know what I'm saying? I was on them already.
What Erica are you talking about?
And wait, how many? IE. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
The homies. Them the homies.
Yeah. Them the homies. Shout out to the IE homies and shit.
Yeah, she had two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I need a plug, like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, we in the streets. I need that plug.
Shit, man. You probably hit her on Instagram. She'll be on there. They should go by Redbone or something. Now, it was something else. Now it's like Redbone or something.
Wait a minute. We talking about two different people. I don't know.
We're talking about, the old camp. You know, the shit that, you know, Queen VZ, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the cocaine cowgirl.
Yeah, she not that no more. It's like Redbone or something now.
Oh, I don't know why, bitch. I mean, gosh, trip. Alright, whatever.
I like that, bro.
Whatever, trip. Alright.
That nigga stupid.
Hilarious.
That nigga stupid. That's what I'm saying. It's in you. It's not on you. I'm saying.
Why you talking? Can't do nothing about it.
Yeah. He tried, at the end of it, you was like, ah.
Hey, man. For sure, man. I don't know. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got to see, though. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I got the number, too.
She had two potentials, though. Like, they was, you know, it was about that life or something.
All right, well, we can find out. I'm still trying to take a little trip somewhere, man.
Man, what's up, man?
I'm saying.
I'm with that. That's what I was with. I want to take a trip. And fuck that.
For no reason.
Trying to go somewhere and shit.
Yeah, Spy, hook it up.
Man, let's see what's up, man. Let's see. I probably can go down to Palmville or Lancaster, you know what I'm saying? I still got that one right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? That's a cool little, you know what I'm saying, venture. Not too far, you know what I'm saying, but far enough.
Yeah. I'll see what's up, see what we can do.
Exactly.
I'm going to see what's up because she's supposed to come out here next week. So I'm going to press her. That's in this one, man. Woo! fuck. That's a bad bitch.
Wait, what was happening? I just said me too. What was happening?
Man, you know some bitches.
Okay.
I'm just gonna text y'all with the number and shit. Like y'all call them. Like,
yep. Boom.
Just call.
You know what I'm saying? DOD is still popping. This is brought to you by Hoodbound. This is a Hoodbound production. You know what I'm saying? Niggas still have DOD. You know what I'm saying? Big on discount. Please hit us up on Instagram, Hood Geek, if you would like to stick on this thing. You know
if you like to make an appointment, push one, and you'll be with the host.
You know what I'm saying? Your appointment will be set up. You know what I'm saying? And for like ugly bitches who be like having functions and shit, and you know what I'm saying, and you need like a boyfriend for the day, you know what I'm saying? Now you can get the bronze package, which is like $75 to $85, depending on who you are and what you look like. You know what I'm saying? The bronze package is I show up, and you can tell people, like, ah, that's my boyfriend. Like, ah, I say hi to people, but it's no touching. You know what I'm saying? Boom.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Or you can get the silver package, which is, you know what I'm saying, I show up, we can hold hands, I might put my arm around you, and you can tell people I'm your boyfriend, and I say hi to them. Like, hi, I'm your boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Or, you know what I'm saying, you can get the gold package, which is like maybe it's from $150 to like $180, $200, where I show up, we can hold hands, I put my arm around you, you introduce me as your boyfriend, I say hi, and I let you kiss me on the cheek. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I am available for nights, you know what I'm saying, parties, bar mitzvahs, you know what I'm saying, any weddings, everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you got to pay me.
Man, pay me or pay me no attention.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. I'm not with that, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not doing no bar mitzvahs. I'm not doing none of that shit. I don't even like the niggas I'm going with, so fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? If they pay me, you know what I'm saying, I will show up, and I will act like I like it. Man, I've known you for years. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna have to hit it or something though.
I mean, they gotta pay me extra. You know what I'm saying? that's just for me going to their party and shit.
That's,
you know,
the DOD discount, ain't it?
No, so see, that's just the dating right there. Boom. If you need a date, I'm available. You know what I'm saying? But if you still want DOD, that's extra. You know what I'm saying? That's a combo pack. You know what I'm saying? Those two are two different services. Like, you know what I'm saying? Those are two different services. You know what I'm saying? But if you want the combo pack, you would have to pay me extra. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? And I have a pay ratio. You know what I'm saying? Fat bitches, ugly bitches. You know what I'm saying? You know you ugly bitch. You might think you cute, but we know you ugly bitch. Come on.
She thinks she's cute because she got her hair done and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you went from a 3 to, like, a 4.5. Like, that don't make you cute. Like, you know what I mean? Boom.
But did you know about yourself?
But on that night, if you're paying me, I will call you beautiful in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, you want to get treated like a princess for the night?
Pay me. Pay me. You know what I'm saying?
Go to fresh, because Wes ain't giving you shit.
You know what I'm saying? I got you. You know what I'm saying? I call you baby and everything, baby. You know what I'm saying? You look sexy tonight, baby. You show it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But you just know, in the back of your mind, it sounds good, but you got to pay me. You sound good.
Damn.
You got to pay
me. Up front, though.
Yeah, I need mine, and then I'm not paying for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're paying for gas and everything else. So
Since I've been in the game, I got a $500 cap already. So you know what I'm saying?
He does. I have seen money orders and checks payable to his name. Me too.
for real,
payable to his name for him showing up. Like, yo. Like, he came, like, oh, yeah, give him his money. Hey, yeah, for real. I'm talking money. Pay me or pay me no attention.
That's some good weed.
Hey,
you not gonna bring her to see the baby while the baby little, huh? You a cold nigga. I am a shit. This nigga fool. Yeah, sir, probably took nigga, you gotta work. You is not gonna go home and come back out like that. I don't know. Maybe. Not tomorrow, the day after, because I get that moolah. And y'all gotta go down there anyway to go to the shop and shit. So I might as well just come here and get her. Go down there, boom, and crank back that corner. You know what I'm saying? Bam, bam. We can do it like that. Hey, so, you know what I'm saying? I think Jose got rolled up by the dietitian and shit. For what? Because it was ham and shit in the refrigerator that wasn't in a bag and it wasn't labeled. So she's in there taking pictures. Fucking Elvita, she was up in there fucking, the lady was talking to her. You know how she be like, she don't want nobody saying nothing to her and shit, walking away and shit. Yeah, because that was hot. Made everybody go through the refrigerators and shit, labeling day everything. So tomorrow you might have some shit to do, buddy. Hey. Nigga, I ain't never seen her at work at like 8 o'clock, nigga, on everything. No, 7:30 on everything. 7:45 or something like that on everything. In there, hot, mad, talking shit, everything. Like what? Dude, Dr. Kitchen is on her up. Crazy. Well, see, I wasn't prepared. I have to live. Nigga, Tiles came in, nigga, and her and Tiles started arguing this shit, nigga, doing lunch line and shit. Crazy. What? Like, what the fuck? What? It was crazy, man. That's cold. They arguing like heated? Nigga, argue, nigga. Like back and forth in Spanish, though. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, do we have a problem? Do we have a problem, nigga? They act like they did not hear her, my nigga. Kept arguing. Oh, Childs and Elvira or? Yeah. Or Ramona? Nigga, Childs and Elvira, nigga. Nigga, they have horchata and shit that Ramona bought. They got written up for that shit being in the refrigerator and all that shit. Yeah, that's some hood shit, man. Like y'all said, hood geek. This shit is really happening. These old bitches, and they ready to swallow them in the shit right now. And ready to squabble. And these always ready to fight. Stupid. Like, hanging no pots reason. Up on the last rack so the bitch can't reach them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to go get the step stool, bitch. Eat like super short. Like this. Feel like. Like this. Fuck tall. You. Yeah. Yeah. That's fucked up, though. Hey, you early in the morning making that old lady do all that shit. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? If I was late to work every day, nigga, breakfast would never be on time, nigga, because she's always in there, nigga, trying to get that shit down. I'm like, that's scandalous. So, but they like she don't wash no like after lunch she's supposed to wash them dishes and shit. She'll never wash man out of bed. She do. When I'm there, I nigga she is not fucking around. She waits for Ramona every time. Like when you leave, nigga, them bitches still be like this. Like nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, why would come back like, oh, I'm tired, telling her, oh, girl, it's Spanish. Mona, like, yeah, all right, whatever. And she'll do it, like, every time, though. But then be talking shit before she come, like, yeah, I ain't doing that shit. You can come here and clean this shit up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? She be sitting right there in the chair, and she'll come back like, oh, I'm tired. I've been here all day.
Yeah, you're
dope.
Y'all got the little, I'll just give y'all little 5-6 minute
warning right now. Just you know, what is it? What do they give you, like, 2-minute warning of football? That's a little 5-6-minute warning right here.
Okay. Is that late already? Let me see.
Okay. Let you see what? So, nigga, it's 9:54.
Yeah, I'm fair. So this is Turn Up Tuesdays with the motherfucking hood gig. I am fresh the best with it. You know what I'm saying? My big brother West, he's the motherfucking man. Yep. You know what I'm saying? My eighth IB with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be with it.
This nigga 4DB with it, where the bitches at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He back at it.
Back in full effect.
You know what I'm saying? Back in full
effect.
This is Turn Up Tuesdays on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? Listen to us all the motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? What is it? My Music Mondays. Turn
and
Up
bang
Tuesdays,
the fuck
you know?
Out.
You know what I'm saying? With the hood geeks and West Coast Wednesdays with the homegirl Queen B, the dagger bitches, and Fuck You Fridays, calling and get that shit off your chest, and fucking Slap Sundays, you know what I'm saying? We're playing them with flappers, independent artists from around the world, you know what I'm saying? Now we got all that bullshit out the way and shit. Hood bound, you bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Stop that motherfucking shit, man. The fuck out of here.
Hoodbound!
That is, I hate the music. Dagger bitches. Hoodbound.
Uh-huh.
Know y'all didn't think the Witty game was good on this.
Nigga, we here, nigga.
Hoodbound! I be with it.
Motherfucker
wear like hair.
I know them. The homies.
You know I'm about to do it with you.
I got five, West got five, now that's ten. Only B got five, two with it, two that make a twin. I B got five, that make a quota, nigga keep up. These beans for the trees, so please throw that weed up. Khaki stay creased up, my tux stay late. I wake and bake a straight ace to the face. In case you was wondering, I'm fresh, the best me. Always smoking top shelf, never smoking stress. And yes, we be the dopest niggas in here. Hood bound, we clowns ain't war, I declare. I swear, I will smoke your niggas to sleep.
Your little lungs is too small to hotbox with me.
Sticky green, no seeds, guaranteed to be the best mode. Hit the blunt and let it go, bang the fold and let it go.
Ready for all
the show, bro, you know we full of throttle. Smoke weed and get high, got five, that's the motto.
Forever on the grind, I'm staying high while I'm getting it. The hustle's in my blood, you're dropping five before you hit this. Piece of 45 from my plug, it's like Christmas. I keep a loaded nine, you'll get plugged, yeah, dismissed. Bitch, it's snowing L.A. before you hit this. I keep the foes in motion, burning trees like a death wish. I smoke shit like a nigga ain't never had shit. My eyes red like my motherfucking flag, bitch. I tag shit while reaching for my last dip. Hit it two times, hold it, then pass it. Switches by the cake and trees by the back, bitch. Smoke so potent you can smell it through the bag, bitch. Smoke to get high, smoke to pass time. If you from where I'm from, then you smoke to get by. So no sticks, no seeds, only five cuss weed. I got five on the piece, nigga, dub my G.
We got five on it.
Five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. Mo THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast. We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Turn up, bang. Yelling, fuck a bitch. Smoking blunts to the face. Drank Remy, no chase. Still popping, no shade. These is the face. Criminals, the game. Molly Hennessy is like a pistol on the sea. 110 so ways to make you obsolete. Two bound gangsta. Check the taps and the prop notes. I got five times four on the drink and the dro. Play them all. No exemptions. We normally get lifted. Broke bitches say the fuck on my vision. 4DB, where the bitches at? That's weird with it. Extended clip. Anybody can get it. Blow and throw, pass it back and forth. Sit and low, sit and slow. Got five on everything. When y'all go to the store, pop a Molly and woo. I'm on, it's the bitch I'm ballin'. Ha ha, she gone.
You see, smoking keeps me living, also keeps me from sinning. So I got five on whatever. Let's get this session beginning. So we can smoke out the building, roll up the blunts and you're sparking. We only look like we on fire.
Please stop calling it fire.
Some of y'all be smoking weed and then you get all paranoid. I get annoyed.
All fucking weed.
Should be overjoyed. Drama know that I avoid and knows that I like intelligence. If it ain't about my money, music, we that shit's irrelevant. Smoking on that presidential, ooey gooey sticky.
Louis. Family got suspended, we're suspenders when I laugh at stupid. I make you wanna sue me, even if you never knew me. Yeah, I'm so high, staring at ghosts, smoking George Clooney. Somebody change the movie, thirsty bitches on my sleeve. Fucking or we matching, or you gonna go and buy the weed? Bitches wanna smoke a nigga's weed and then don't give a nothing. I don't even wanna fuck, but damn, bitch, I'm out of
something. Got five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We
shit.
Got five on it.
Yeah.
More THC, no sense, no
fuck with that other shit.
We got five on it.
Five.
Yo, push them blunts and roll them fast.
There better be no pinheads, bitch.
Got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Come back.